Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
My own experience was I got the chance to start my own business. I know what it's like to hire people and to wonder whether you're going to be able to make ends meet down the road.
Freedom and free enterprise are what create jobs, not government.
From those experiences, I went off to have the chance of running the Olympics in Salt Lake City in 2002.
I came in and found that we had not only a scandal to deal with, but also a financial crisis to deal with.
By the time the games were over, we had about $100 million that we put into an endowment there for the future Olympic sport. The real experience was in Massachusetts. I found a budget that was badly out of balance. We cut our spending. Our legislature was 85% Democrat. And every one of the 4 years I was governor, we balanced the budget.
I want to use those experiences to help Americans have a better future.
We believe in our future. We believe in ourselves. We believe the greatest days of America are ahead.
That's for Mitt Romney's latest ad, which is kind of refreshing as far as political ads go, with Romney talking about his own accomplishments and how that would translate into his role as president. The presidential race is where we get started, in fact, in this hour of the Daily Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Here's radio host Bill McEwen talking to political analyst Felina Sutton. They talk about the latest issue of Newsweek, which features Mitt Romney on the cover, saying Romney is a wimp and too insecure to be president.
Newsweek magazines come out and they ask the question, is Mitt Romney a wimp?
Mm-hmm.
And we know they're doing this because they're trying to stir controversy, bring attention to Newsweek. No secret that the weekly news magazines have been dying a slow death right before our very eyes. Fact of the matter is, Time Newsweek probably be digital only a year or so from now. And so what about this asking the question, is Mitt Romney a wimp? My own opinion is he's not. I mean, he's got the courage of his convictions and that, you know, he's fired a lot of people in his lifetime. That's not easy to do.
Let me be very clear. Mitt Romney has zero chance of getting my vote. Zero. Even I will agree with you. He is not a wimp. He's come much too far. And I think that anybody that suits up for any kind of political debate can never be called a wimp, because you get slaughtered regardless of which party you are in. The media is going to put you through the ringer. The supporters are going to put you through the ringer. The independent voters are going to put you through the ringer. God bless them. He has hung on with his fingernails and is the presumptive candidate. So, heck no. He is not a wimp. I mean, he took on Newt Gingrich. You know, anybody that's just got the patience to deal with that, not a wimp. He had to stand side by side with Michelle Bachmann. God bless him for trying to correct her factual missteps. No, the man is not a wimp, not at all.
And I want to be, we want to be 100% correct here. The cover of the August 6th edition of Newsweek reads, quote, Romney, colon, the wimp factor, end of quote. And Felina, you were telling me this isn't the first time Newsweek has gone down this road.
No. In fact, let's see. We counted back. They've done it to both President Bushes. They did it to John Kerry. They did it to President Obama. It's a question that they raise. And silly me, when I first started reading this.
Don't they have anybody with an imagination over there at Newsweek?
Oh, no. They're all gone. I'm sorry. They're all gone to different jobs. No. See, but when I say, is he a wimp, I immediately think foreign policy. But what are we doing overseas? And they didn't even take it that direction. So shame on them. Shame.
So what about Romney, though, with going over to England and basically laying a...
Can you get the sound of my face, Paul? Can you hear that? I don't know if that translates to the listeners, but that's... Oh, good golly. If I were...
You know what's interesting to me, though, is the conservatives. Remember back when President Obama took over and was sworn in and
yes.
went and met the British and
yes.
exchanged gifts and all this?
Yes.
And Obama got criticized for not knowing international etiquette
mm-hmm.
and the like.
That's why you have the State Department.
Okay, but, I mean, he got roundly criticized by Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity.
Yeah.
I mean, they're probably still talking about it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Something
okay.
about a bust of Churchill or something. I don't know what he did wrong. But anyway, here's their hope, Romney. And he goes over and he upsets the Brits, too. Because clearly he doesn't know the etiquette of London, which is you don't insult Londoners on their own turf.
Well, you should never insult anyone to begin with. That's PR 101 that's taught on the first day. So bless his heart, this man, you just cannot take Mitt Romney off script. And that's where his campaign is getting in trouble, is that he's reaching so hard to try to strike some kind of chord with people of commonality that he completely overreaches and goes, he's back in his car, his two Cadillacs, in the opposite direction of anything.
Up next, one of Romney's aides has caused a bit of commotion during the trip overseas, and that will be in our focus, or your focus, next year on the Talk Radio Review.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.5%. APR 3.81%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.5%. APR 3.81%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com. And find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I'm here with a lunch bandit whose voice has been disguised to protect his identity.
Yes, I steal and eat other people's lunches from the office fridge.
How has the Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu affected you?
There are no lunches to steal. Everyone's ordering from Domino's.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me so hungry.
Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu. Carry out any oven-baked sandwich, small two-topping pizza, penny pastas in a dish, or stuffed cheesy bread for just $5.99 each. Carry out only. Offer available until 2 p.m. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices participation may vary. Gluten-free crust may be extra.
200 years ago, the British cleric Charles Colton wrote the line, "Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery." Most people follow the trends, but dynamic thinkers prepare for the trends, especially in today's investment world. For decades, Swiss America has explained the big trends of the new century. Higher oil, gas, and gold prices, and a weaker dollar, soft economy, deficits. And they've been right on the money. It's no wonder many gold firms copy Swiss America. But Craig Smith, who founded Swiss America, says he's not mad about being copied. He's flattered. He's thankful word is getting out that gold protects wealth. Do what I did. Call Swiss America. Find out what's coming next before it's too late. Get their 2012 Rare Opportunity DVD and newest CD. Call now 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Forget imitations. Get the original. Call Swiss America, the gold standard, at 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN.
Any multivitamin can say it's complete. But when you dig deeper, are you getting more than the bare basics? Does it have everything essential? With quality ingredients? Clinically studied? Do the homework and you'll find the choice comes down to just one. Centrum. The multivitamin that goes beyond the basics of other brands, with nutrients essential for optimal health. So you're at your best. Centrum, always your most complete.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen, the presidential race. Here's host Paul W. Smith talking to Sam Donaldson about one of Mitt Romney's aides losing his cool with reporters during a visit to the tomb of the unknown soldier in Warsaw.
I know they're tired. I know that they're getting hit from all sides and troubled. The latest story that will come out today, and believe me, the media will run with it, is that one of Mitt's advance or whatever guys, one of his, I don't know what you call him, an aide, an advance aide, whatever he might be, he got into a shouting match. People were yelling to Romney when he was at a holy site, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Warsaw, and some people started yelling out to Mitt Romney about the gaffes he's made and all of that, and this guy said, "Kiss my blank, this is a holy site for the Polish people," said aide Rick Gorka, quote, "show some respect," and then he also said, "shove it," to another reporter. And Sam, you're not going to do well if, no matter how poorly the media treats you, they're not going to treat you any better after something like that.
No, that's true. I mean, we are human beings. Yes, indeed. And for this guy to be at the holy site and complain, maybe properly, that you shouldn't be shouting questions at your Governor Romney, and then say, "kiss my blank," yeah, and more, he just compounds the problem.
Yeah, the total, you could say, "excuse me, this is a holy site, questions later." Not, "kiss my," whatever, at a holy site. I mean, it's just... It seems to be one thing after another where I know the media doesn't want to like Mitt Romney and won't give him a break, but he's helping them. He's making it too easy for them, it seems. What would Sam say?
You know, it's very simple. I've known a lot of politicians, as you know, Paul W., and on both sides of the fence. And Republicans can get along very well with the media. I can cite a number of prominent Republicans, not just Ronald Reagan, but others, who have a very good relationship. And the way they do it is twofold. One, they don't start out saying the media is an enemy and I'll treat them like an enemy. They start out saying, hey, these guys will do their job. And if I just, you know, don't lie and I just sort of answer the questions, they'll give me a break. And the second thing they do is understand what we're about. And that is, we're going to look for the glitch. We're going to look for the things that go wrong. Yeah, we're going to emphasize something that's bad. I mean, if grandma's apple pie is delicious, no one's going to question where she got the sugar. But if it's not delicious, we're going to find out where she bought it.
Well, you know, and that's kind of a lesson for the day, my friends, of how the media works. Now, I don't know that it's always been that way. Maybe it has, Sam. You've had more time in it than anybody.
Well, I do know the first rule is, I'll just repeat it quickly. If you're going to treat reporters from the get-go, now, if they constantly screw you up, if they constantly misrepresent what you say, I think you've got a case there that you're going to keep at arm's length, and you're not going to treat them with the same kind of comradeship that you would someone that would treat you well. But if you start out, before anyone has injured you, saying, it's the press, I hate the press, I'm not going to cooperate with the press, you'll get back what you give.
Here's radio host Michelle McPhee talking about the meltdown by one of Romney's aides, completely distracting from anything good that Romney may have accomplished on this particular trip.
Is Mitt Romney people, are they on drugs? Chris, are they on drugs? Like, you're trying to make this guy, who is reminiscent of a male version of a Stepford wife. Remember those old, do you remember the old movie, Chris, you ever see at the Stepford Wives?
Yeah.
Where all the wives were perfect, and everybody had a big plastered fake smile on their face. And it's very hard not to consider Mitt Romney as one of those characters. And he's trying to become likable. And he managed to do it. He had the series of ads that we all applauded about, hey, I did this. My hard work did this. But Mitt Romney, we had a good week. He was starting to build momentum. He had these great ads. And then one of his aides, what did they do? It was just starting to look up. He had all these gaffes on the international trip. It was just starting to look up. And one of his aides has a meltdown, and it's not the first time one of Mitt Romney's aides have had a meltdown in public on a boom mic.
Governor Romney! Governor Romney, do you have a statement for the Palestinians?
What about your gaffes?
Governor Romney, do you feel that your gaffes have overshadowed your foreign trip?
Respect to the poor people. Show some respect.
Governor Romney, show some respect.
We haven't had another chance to ask some questions.
This is a holy site for the Polish people. Show some respect.
Kiss my... Oh, kiss my ass. Now, these press people are simply trying to do their jobs. They have an assignment. Their newspapers, their news outlets, their websites, whatever, told them, go follow Mitt Romney around Europe. He's in Poland. And what is this press guy? And believe me, this Rick Orca, he used to work for Charlie Baker. He's a good guy. I don't get it. I mean, is there any way that these guys could screw up any more than telling the reporters to kiss my ass?
This is a holy site.
Kiss my ass. Is that smart? Is it smart for Rick to then go on and tell another reporter to shove it? Now, believe me, I can list the millions of disrespectful things that the Obama camp has done. Do you remember when they marched all the reporters off the plane that didn't agree, or their papers had written editorials that backed John McCain during the election, and the reporters for those newspapers? So, Obama has had many atrocities versus the press. He's known for penning people in the press in, not allowing them to ask questions. There has been all kinds of strangleholds on certain members of the press. They told Fox News they would no longer be allowed to attend some press conferences. I mean, there's been all kinds of horror shows that Barack Obama has performed and his aides have performed in front of the press. But here is the point. Mitt Romney is trying to appear likable. And you have his aide being caught on a boom mic telling reporters, kiss my shove it. Now, is this prudent?
I'm next. Shifting the focus to the latest from Colorado as charges are filed. That's next here on The Countdown.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The hot hits in talk radio inspired by conversation sometimes from talk television. Here hosts Wayne Cabin and Steve Scott have a chat with CBS legal analyst Andrew Cohen about the charges that have been filed against the shooter.
Charges have now been officially filed against James Holmes, the accused Colorado movie theater shooter.
12 people died, 58 were hurt. The charges are exactly double. It's 24 counts of murder, 116 of attempted murder.
CBS News senior legal analyst Andrew Cohen says this is a specific strategy by the prosecution.
She has this duplicative set of charges, not just for murder, but for first, but also for attempted murder. And the idea here is, you know, if she decides that this is a case that warrants the death penalty, she'll employ one of the sets of charges, and if not, she won't. And we frequently see this when we see these sorts of mass shootings. Prosecutors, of course, want to leave their options open.
Andrew Cohen there mentioning the possibility this will be a death penalty case, but he says the charges also point to another possibility.
Carol Chambers, the prosecutor here, has quite a reputation in Colorado for overcharging and for bringing capital cases as a weapon to generate a life sentence without the possibility of parole. And I think that is an option here. I mean, I know that a lot of people want to see the death penalty. A lot of commentators have said this is naturally going to be a death penalty case. I think it probably will be at the start, but I would not be surprised if there are some, at some point, some negotiations over a plea.
Now, one thing that did surprise our legal analyst, Andrew Cohen, just one explosives charge, despite all that stuff found in Holmes' apartment.
No one was injured as a result of those explosives. The booby trapping that the suspect allegedly made to his apartment, that could play a role in it, too. I mean, this is, look, this is a murder case. It's an attempted murder case. And the whole focus of the case is going to be on that.
Radio man Peter Tilden with legal analyst Royal Oaks. They talk about why the shooter was charged with 24 counts of first-degree murder when 12 people were killed.
Colorado movie shooting suspect been charged with murder. I kind of know why, but why don't you explain it? James Holmes was charged Monday with 24 counts of first-degree murder. Now, he only murdered, allegedly, again, the suspected from doing it because he can't say it yet. Of 12 murders. Explain why it's a double count. Would
you know, the weirdest thing, you have everybody talking all day. People are saying, why is he charged 24 times when 12 people died? And the deal is, Colorado law has two kinds of first-degree murder. One is regular old-fashioned first-degree murder, premeditated, planned, intentional, malicious. The second kind is, there's a phrase in Colorado that's called extreme indifference to the value of human life. And you say, what's the deal? I mean, didn't he show extreme indifference to human life either way? Well, they make a distinction. And the only practical distinction, get this, is that if you're convicted of first-degree murder with extreme indifference and you have multiple life sentences, well, you have to serve them one after the other as opposed to serving all 12 at the same time. And you say, that's stupid, that doesn't make any sense, and it doesn't in this context. You could have a reduction of a sentence or a pardon or something. So the law has this weird artificial distinction about, well, you're going to have to serve these sentences one after the other, concurrently, as opposed to consecutively, as opposed to concurrently.
So you're getting a life sentence, and then you're going to serve another life sentence.
Yeah, and it makes no sense, again, unless there's some weird circumstance. Bottom line is, this business about two per victim is irrelevant. The only relevant question is the DA going to go after him for capital punishment? And they still have not decided.
Okay, well, back up for 1 second, if I can. Back up for 1 second, because before we get off that extreme indifference,
right.
Is it easier to prove extreme indifference than it is premeditated?
It is harder to prove it, because you have to prove that he not only planned it. So let's say he planned it because he was desperate, you know, his family was going to be killed, or he was going to lose $1 trillion, his life would be ruined, and there's no excuse for it, but he planned it and he did it. But he didn't do it with extreme indifference to human life. He just felt compelled to do it for this really bad reason. He wasn't insane. So that's regular first degree. But if, on the other hand, like this guy, allegedly, he shows extreme indifference because he's just spraying an AK-47 in a theater, absolutely no excuse, no concern for human life. He just doesn't care whether people live or die. That is a worse kind of thing, and that's why you have the consecutive sentences as opposed to merely concurrent.
Up next, the Colorado shooting has revived debate over gun control. We'll cover it, chat about it, and think about it next on The Countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
It was the first classless restaurant in London where bankers, plumbers, and rockers could get authentic, southern-accented American food. The biggest stars competed to get their guitars on the walls, which became the world's most mind-blowing memorabilia collection. But did you know it still has authentic, southern-accented American food? Fresh, made from scratch, legendary burgers to smoked pulled pork sandwiches. Hard Rock Cafe. Have you been lately?
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
I'm here with a lunch bandit whose voice has been disguised to protect his identity.
Yes, I steal and eat other people's lunches from the office fridge.
How has the Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu affected you?
There are no lunches to steal. Everyone's ordering from Domino's.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me so hungry.
Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu. Carry out any oven-baked sandwich, small two-topping pizza, penny pastas in the dish, or stuffed cheesy bread for just $5.99 each. Carry out only. Offer available until 2 p.m. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices participation may vary. Gluten-free crust may be extra.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Today only, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99 and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com through today only. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Halfway through the hour, Doug Steffen here, turning our attention now to the debate over gun control following the event in Colorado. Here are our hosts Brad Kranz and Britt Woodmeyer talking to self-defense expert Dan Starks. The comments many have made, if somebody had been armed in the theater, things would have been different, is basically what they talk about.
What do you think of the discussion that's broken out across the country where some people say that if more people or if anyone had been armed in that theater, that fewer people would have been killed, this guy could have been taken out, that we would have had a better outcome, but because no one was ready to take this guy on, he had his way, and so many crimes of this nature are committed in areas where they know that the people in there, or if it's in a school or it's in a business, that they have free and open rein.
Right. Our country has affectionately come up with what I call gun-free zones, okay? And every state has them. The problem with a gun-free zone is you get one of these creeps like this guy, and he knows that he's got a pretty good chance of going in there and causing all sorts of havoc without anybody defending themselves. Now, in the case of Colorado, and I said this the next day, all it would have taken is one person in there, not just armed, but one person who was trained in the use of deadly force to be able to protect us. All it would have taken was a couple of shots to take that guy down. When you realize how many shots he got off and reloads and stuff, I mean, a person with a firearm in the crowd with the right mindset could have defended, and it definitely could have had a positive effect on the outcome of that. But you see, our legislators have effectively disarmed us. North Carolina, you can get a concealed carry or you can get an open carry. But there are so many places that you can't carry a firearm that, to me, those are zones where criminals are free to wreak havoc because it's public knowledge. And the problem is you come walking out of a gun-free zone and you become the victim of a crime. The politicians who came up with that law aren't they going to be the ones that are going to suffer.
So even with the Kevlar vests and all the equipment that he had, you think somebody in the audience with a gun would have made a difference?
All you had to do is shoot him in the leg.
Well, I mean, that's easier said than done in a situation
it's
like that.
Dark.
Well, yes, it is easier said than done. But if they had an option, at least it could have been addressed. You know, I mean, I've said for years, you know, I don't want to be in a situation where I can't defend myself. And that's how I actually got into this business years ago. But, you know, if I'm in a bank and some guy comes in and robs the bank, take the money. Take the money and run. I don't care. They're insured. You come in the bank and rob the bank and want to take my life, I have a serious issue with that.
Here are our hosts Gary Allen and Steve Kelly talking to legal analyst Kurt Benson about Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia's recent comments on possible changes to gun laws following this shooting.
You know, according to him, and he's an originalist, he said that you look at the text of the Constitution, which confirms the right to bear arms, but also the context of 18th century history when it was written. He said,
he's always been about that. What Scalia does is not so much try to, quote, figure out, quote, the intent. What he tries to figure out is the meaning. In other words, when they said keep and bear, what does that mean in 1791? Now, what does it mean today? So he's very much, in that sense, a historical. He views things in the prism of history. And one of the criticisms of that, by the way, is that, you know, lawyers are not historians. Historians are not lawyers. And I think people, I'm not saying necessarily Scalia, but people in general gravely oversimplify history, and they think and assume they understand what everybody meant, when in fact this is a very, very different era, and it's hard sometimes to figure out exactly what people meant.
Wow. All
but
right.
When you read the Helder decision, he made it very clear in that decision, because he authored that decision. He made it extremely clear that there was a lot of room for regulations in the Second Amendment. So in that sense, it shouldn't come as a surprise. In fact, I've always said that that decision was more philosophical than it was practical. It had no effect whatsoever on Michigan, for example. Mm-hmm. Not one of our laws that's been struck down is unconstitutional. We haven't had any laws. I mean, frankly, the gun owners in Michigan, life goes on. Absolutely zero change when the Helder decision came out. It's really, I mean, it was a hugely important philosophical decision. You have an individual right to keep and bear arms. But as a practical matter, the gun laws in this nation are not going to change. They have not changed since Helder, and they're not going to change. And Scalia could not have been clearer when he basically said the same thing on TV, saying, look, the gun laws are not going to change in this country because there's nothing in the Second Amendment. The only thing you can't do is ban somebody from privately possessing them inside their house. That's all Helder said.
Yeah.
And I expect that most gun laws are going to survive.
We have any idea what kind of regulation we're talking about?
Well, look at the existing regulations we have. We have background checks in order to purchase the firearms. I expect that that'll stay in. You've got limitations on where you can carry weapons, bars and taverns and schools and libraries and that kind of stuff. So I think all of the regulations that are in place, I think, probably going to remain constitutional. Like I said, the only one that are unconstitutional is when these cities, like Chicago, like New York, said you cannot even have a gun in your house or in your apartment. And that's what held it specifically struck down. And so I would think almost anything short of that would be constitutional.
Up next, we go to London. No, we don't really go. We listen to what's going on in London. Check out the Summer Olympics next year on the Talk Radio Review.
The war had been going on for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the call to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat.
You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Dropped 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Any multivitamin can say it's complete, but when you dig deeper, are you getting more than the bare basics? Does it have everything essential with quality ingredients, clinically studied? Do the homework and you'll find the choice comes down to just one, Centrum. The multivitamin that goes beyond the basics of other brands with nutrients essential for optimal health. So you're at your best. Centrum, always your most complete.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Think Gold Bond. This stuff works.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we've got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Olympics on a lot of people's minds. Here's host Dave Cohen with one of his callers about the controversy over this Chinese female swimmer who beat a world record by 5 seconds and is now being accused of using performance enhancement drugs.
Some eyebrows being raised after 16-year-old Chinese swimming star Yi Shuwen denied any use of performance-enhancing drugs. But people saying, wait a minute, the last 50 meters you swam in the 400-meter individual medley Saturday was faster than that of America's Ryan Lochte, a man. Is that sexist or is something up? Roy, good morning.
No, I don't think it's sexist. You just have to look at the past records of Barry Bonds, Mark McGuire, their record-breaking performances, raised eyebrows, and sure enough, it turned out to be true. The U.S. cycling team said they never used drugs. Two of them bit the dust. They're still investigating Lance Armstrong. But a record is broken by that magnitude of scale for a race, 5 seconds, what, a two-minute race? I mean, gosh, that's, it may not be drugs, but might be some male hormones thrown in there. I mean, she could be completely innocent.
So you think at least based just on the face of it, the dramatic fashion in which she swam faster than the men and broke the woman's world record deserves some sort of investigation? And
oh, yeah. If it flies like a duck, quacks like a duck, you know, it's a duck. I'm sorry. It's something, it may be innocent, and that's good, but you have to check. You got to.
Here are hosts Phil Cianciola and Reggie Wisu talking about the growing anger people have with the way NBC is covering the Olympics.
There's a mounting anger with the way NBC is covering the Olympics. Now, my biggest complaint was, until today, the Saturday night, Sunday night, first two nights primetime coverage. It's the Olympics. It's not the swimming and gymnastics. I mean, I swear, last night, if you watch primetime coverage on NBC, you would have thought there was only swimming and gymnastics going on in the Olympics. They get, and this has happened with the gymnastics and swimming before, they get obsessed with one sport, and they just show a ton of that. I'd rather have a nice cornucopia of some of the various events taking place throughout that have taken place throughout the day. If I know you're going to say, well, you know, you can watch it online live during the day. My argument to that is watching it online somehow during the day is totally different from watching it on television at prime time. People are busy at work. people on the weekend had stuff to do. You have dinner, you sit down in your easy chair on your couch in the evening, and you go, all right, lay some Olympics on me. And I want to see a smorgasbord of what happened. I don't want to see every time one of these girls has to hug each other after they make any move on any piece of apparatus. And, you know, that's bad enough. But then what's exploding today is the negative stuff on this. They're blacking out. NBC is blacking out the marquee events from primetime TV. I mean, from regular TV. Now, how many stations do they have? You got NBC. You got an NBC affiliate. Let's see. You got MSNBC. You've got NBC Sports, the former Versus.
CNBC.
You got CNBC also.
Yeah.
And did they throw down a Telemundo? They got four or five outlets.
USA, I believe, is playing some of it too.
So, of all those outlets this afternoon, the two big stories that have broken. Well, first of all, the men's gymnastics. You know they're going to play that all night long. They totally flopped. Lochte didn't even medal. And Missy brought home the big one. So you couldn't see any of that live on television today because NBC has, with intent, blocked that out so they can put it into prime time. Obviously, all they care about is ratings in prime time.
Which I find funny. I found a story that said, after years of tape-delayed broadcast and online video, NBC has caught on that viewers want to follow the Olympics on multiple devices in real time.
Real time, live. Yeah.
But they're offering them just as an addition to regular programming. In fact, I was reading on here, and the bad news is if you want to watch any of that stuff online, you also have to have a current cable, satellite, or some type of TV subscription that carries.
So there's a catch.
Yeah, you have to have MSNBC and CNBC in your package.
What a load.
You have to sign in with a username and password for both the app and online if you want to watch them live.
So you can't watch it live for free, basically.
No, and it said if you canceled your cable, your only choice, you can't pay to watch that. Your only choice is to sign up for cable, and then you can always unsubscribe after the
Well,
Olympics.
You know what, or get off the pot, NBC, also. That makes no sense to me either. Do you think, NBC executives, that if I watched Missy Franklin win the gold in the backstroke to this afternoon, if I watch that live on my phone or my laptop, my pad, whatever, my computer, then by your thinking, NBC, I'm not going to watch tonight on primetime TV. I already saw it. I mean, that's why you're blacking it off of TV, right? It doesn't make sense. If they really felt that way, they wouldn't even provide it live online. They black that out, too.
Here are our hosts, John Williams and Andrea Darlis, talking about the lengths Olympic organizers are going to prevent huge blocks of empty seats from being seen on television.
To me, that's one of the interesting things about this, too, is the fight over the coverage itself, literally managing the message. I noticed the British Olympic organizers are now saying that you will no longer see empty seats in the prime venues because, by God, they're going to get somebody in those damn things if they have to hire models away from the Emmys. They're going to get some seat fillers, and they're going to sit their butts there. They were populating them with soldiers, or crying out loud, who were off-duty doing security. And it's the same sort of thing that happens when you watch a Yankees game or a Lakers game on TV. The best seats go to the people with the most money, and sometimes they don't even bother to show up, and it looks really bad when you watch a game on television, and it looks like there's nobody there. And that's happened to a lot of the prime venues.
You know, I've been to two Olympics.
Yes,
maybe
you
that's
have.
Why I'm such a geek about it.
Yes, you have.
But
you were in Australia, right?
I was. I went to Atlanta,
Sydney,
and then Australia, and I found that the high, you know, the big games, swimming, gymnastics, those were the hot tickets. But it's almost like a baseball game. If you wait until after it starts, then everybody's outside selling tickets for, you know, $10-$20.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So FYI, everybody in London.
Hey, if you're listening to us online.
Right.
And then you find yourself getting, you know, wrapped up in the stories and the drama. And as much as, here's the central complaint about the Olympics coverage, that people want it live. And by people, I mean people with laptops who screen, blog, and whine. I'm a little surprised. I think this is a tipping point where, at the risk of losing the well-produced package that NBC does at night, you want to know right now. So at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you want the swimming finals live on TV. I think the resolution is to put them on live on TV at 3 and then again at 9 or 10 o'clock at night. Show the same thing twice. Give me the videotaped presentation in the evening. It's already streaming as it is. I would run both. The risk that NBC takes if they do that is that they lose the ratings and the revenue that come from the produced show they do in the evening. 40 million people in America watched the opening night ceremony, and the first full day of coverage on Saturday had more viewers than the first full day of coverage in Beijing. And the same with the opening ceremony. As much as you remember Beijing as being a home run, more people are actually tuning into London. NBC paid $1 billion just for the rights to bring 3,500 people over to produce the shows. So, guess what? It's not your Olympics. It's NBC's Olympics.
Coming up next, India, the focus. People are talking about the power grid that has 600 million people in India without electricity. We'll talk about that next year on The Countdown.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio, the hot hits and the political action, the so-called news talk radio. The power failure in India has some people talking. From Fox, Heather Childers talks to correspondent Greg Palcott about all these people left with no electricity and why.
Another massive blackout in India, more than 600 million people without power in the sweltering heat. Hospitals switching to backup generators, people stranded on trains and traffic jamming the roads. This is the third grid collapse in India in just 2 days.
The numbers are mind-boggling. Imagine all of the United States without electricity, and then double that, more than half of the 1.2 billion people in India short of power, 20 of 28 states. It affects the north, the northeast, and eastern part of that country. It follows a smaller but still big blackout yesterday and affects all aspects of life in India. Homes, offices, government buildings, vital services, transport, trains, subways, road traffic, you name it. Even coal miners stuck underground. The latest that we are seeing is that big chunks of power are being brought back to the country. They should have a lot of it back by evening their time, but still obviously very serious.
And so how did this happen to begin with? Do we know what started this?
You know, it's a basic thing, Heather. From what we are seeing, it's basically supply and demand. Too much demand, not enough supply. We're talking about overuse, overloaded systems, drawing upon old state-run power systems, and the population in India is soaring, the economy is booming, and there is just not enough electricity to fuel this. Now, we are told, luckily, to some degree for India, they are used to this. There are a lot of smaller blackouts, and so there's a lot of backup power systems available, a lot of generators for big and small businesses, as well as residences. And we are told, according to the latest census, that one-third of the country isn't even plugged into power. But in fact, as the population continues to grow, as the economy continues to boom, this is going to remain a big problem. They're already looking very hard at how to try to avoid this in the future.
Host John Hines with Laura McCartan, Regional Vice President of XL Energy, about whether this could happen here in our country.
I remember as a youngster growing up and hearing about, you know, brownouts in the neighborhood. And even actually, not just as a youngster, I say maybe as recently as 15, 20 years ago. What am I talking about? That there would be brownouts. And I'm not sure what that was. And then in California, we heard about rolling blackouts at certain times. And I'm wondering if you can kind of help explain or help me understand exactly what happens in a country like India when, is it like somebody's putting too much demand in a circuit and they blow a fuse?
Well, John, from what I understand, the situation in India, I think there were two contributing factors, and I guess I'm reading the same information you are, but one of those factors was not enough power supply, so not enough power plants to meet the energy that people want, and then the infrastructure, or the poles and wires and substations that are the connecting link between power plants and homes and businesses, that infrastructure in India is aging and hasn't been kept up. So I think, as I understand it, those are the two main factors that led to this situation, and just goes to show you how dependent we are on a reliable electric system and how important that is to our economy and, in fact, our well-being.
Let's say the infrastructure, the lines, the utilities, the power poles that we see in our neighborhoods, in this case in India, are just not up to snuff to handle, you know, the large load. Is that sort of like when we overload a circuit then in our homes and it just, you know, we're fortunate we trip a breaker these days and you just go out and unplug a couple of things and then reset the breaker. Is that sort of what's happening with a blackout like that?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that there's the, I think it's a good analogy. With all of the people, with all of their air conditioning and all the electrical equipment connected, it's drawing so much current through the breakers and the wires and the transformers that it causes them to fail, to break down, and then you open that circuit, essentially, and you cut the power supply. So just to let you know what we do here so that we don't face that situation, and in this last heat wave, our system has been performing very well. Now, we have had scattered outages because these extreme situations do stress individual pieces of equipment, but we try to get out there and repair those right away. But coming into the summer, we know every summer it's typically going to be like this, so we make sure we have enough power supply lined up, that our power plants are, we don't take planned outages for maintenance, we make sure they're maintained and ready to run, and we also are on a constant basis investing in the infrastructure, in the poles, in the wires, in the substations that need to be there to transfer that electricity to each home and business.
Find out more about all the items. We have a pretty good cross-section of conversation in this hour of the Countdown at Stefan.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life.
So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.